could tell us a bit about yourself and your design background, Gia.
Okay, so my name is Gia Q. I'm a third-year student at Georgia Southern University. I major in interior design, and I also do a minor in sustainability. I'm originally from Vietnam, and now I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia. And I travel to Asia every year and travel back and forth between the two countries. Just help me develop a more open-minded and respectful attitude to cultural difference that I hope to incorporate different cultural elements into my future design practice. As an interior designer, I want to create space that create a space that welcome everyone and have positive impacts on people and also contribute to a healthier planet. And my design philosophy lies in empathy, that placing a strong emphasis on understanding user experience. By putting my shoes in users' experience, I create space that not only beautiful, functional, but create a meaningful experience to the people who inhabit them. At school, I serve as the teaching assistant for the human-centered design class. And next semester, I will be the vice president for the IDAs at Georgia Southern, which I'm very excited for these opportunities.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And recently, I just accepted an offer from HOK in Houston, Texas, for the internship opportunity this summer, which I'm very excited about, to learn and gain hands-on experience as my dream firm.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's
Thank
amazing. You've got a lot of
you.
exciting things going on, an
I
exciting future.
know. Yeah.
Wow, and it sounds like so a lot of that empathy, diverse cultural backgrounds, and appreciation has gone into this concept for the Zen Garden Pod. Can you tell us a little
Yeah.
bit about that space and the concept behind it?
So the concept of the Zen Garden Pod is inspired from like the theme of this year is the earthy theme. So when I thought about like what would be a color scheme for the earthy tones, there are many options. And then eventually I draw more into like the earth elements, such as like natural materials like wood, the bamboo, the stone and the sand. And then particularly I found inspiration from the Zen garden landscape, which is like a traditional Japanese garden styles that features like a rain rock, the sand with pattern of waters, which evoke the sand of like harmonies, tranquilities, and connection with nature.
How are you envisioning the space in this pod to be used? Like, where would you see it placed, maybe, and how do you see the user experiencing it?
Modern workplace nowadays is designed to be inclusive for all, which providing a variety of options for the officer, like the people at the office, to find a space that fit their specific needs for the task at hand. And I think the Zen Garden Pod can serve as a tranquility or focus room in the modern workplace setting. Because it is an enclosed and softly designed space intended for focus or relaxed work in a loud setting, incorporates acoustic qualities, adequate lighting, all of them come together. I think it's a perfect place for people just to have some fun, like some quiet moment to concentrate or to relax in a busy workplace.
So you've met with our team of engineers, designers, and there have been discussions back and forth on meeting the pod design and concept as closely as possible to your rendering. Have you learned anything in that process about our product or any challenges or solutions that have come along the way?
Yes, I did. So I think the first challenge lies in design a very small space, but you had to be creative and you had to deliver a concept while I have so many ideas to incorporate. I find many challenges when I have to sourcing to materials and products that support my concept, like all the natural materials and natural elements. And then when I found them and I ordered samples on my tables and they just look very different. For example, the wood tone, the wood be quiet, blank, they come in very like multiple wood tone color. So, and it looked very different from the categories. So I had to make some changes and adjustments to find the right color tones, which can like go with the color of the ornaments and the color of the carpet tile to make sure that they all like harmonize together and to make sure the space is cohesive. Also make sure they are sustainable products. Yeah, that's the most important thing.
How do you see this experience possibly impacting your future career? Do you think it's a positive one? What are your hopes?
So I think first of all, it's an honor to be the winner of the competitions. And it provided me the opportunities to collaborate with your team, with SnapCap, to bring my part to life. And I can see like how people work during the manufacturing process. As an interior designer, like seeing your design come to life is the best thing ever happens. And especially when I'm still a student, that this is a very good opportunity. And the award, I think, is made my resume and portfolio stand out during my recent internship job search. I received many interviews from the top architecture firms in the U.S. and fortunately, I just landed my dream firm's internship, which is EduCase, and I'm very excited to intern for them this summer.
Oh, that's so exciting. We're really excited for you. Our first year's winner was also a design student just graduating, and she ended up landing a career largely in part of this contest as well. You know, it stood out in the resumes. Do you have any advice for other students who might be interested in pursuing this competition if you think it might be of benefit to them?
Yeah, absolutely. I highly recommend this competition to all interior design students. You have to stay updated on SnapCap Instagram to receive all the information about the contest plan. And each year it will feature different teams, but it's very important to think about like the purpose and the functionalities of the part that you're going to design. Be practical and be mindful when selecting materials and furniture, and try your best to deliver the best qualities of rendering. Winning this award will be like a truly rewarding thing that ever happened, especially when you are a student, and it will help you to stand out from all the other students out there whenever that you try to achieve your goal and land your jobs in the future.
You're probably aware of, have you heard of pods in general, like sound privacy pods before this? Or, and how do you feel like SnapCab kind of have, now that you've like interacted with our product, do you see any differences compared to how you describe SnapCab?
So last summer I went to NeoCon and it was the first time I experienced with a pod, which is the award winning as well that is displayed at the first floor. And I got to talk to SnapCap people about the intention of the pod, which is provide acoustic privacy, some adequate lighting for people to concentrate. And I was like, oh, this is a new thing to me. And it's just amazing that the pod could be custom and could be customized due to our client reference, and very, very cool. And when I walk into the pod, I just feel like, oh, it's so quiet in here. It was just amazing. And I think, yeah, this is would be great in any modern workplace setting. I feel like people can walk in there and just screaming out loud with that.
Yeah.
It's like these
get all the work frustrations out. I'm glad that made an impression. Yeah, we try to be very accommodating and our products system that allows to end up putting their mark on it and getting to design it with like this unlocked design ability instead of this locked kind of product, you know, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry type of a situation. Yeah. So it's really fun when we get to work with students in this contest, seeing what vision we get to end up showing at NeoCon. I think that wraps up my question.
Well, yeah. I have so many opportunities ahead with
NeoCon. Yeah, well, we're really excited to be working with you.
This is truly rewarding, I'm telling you.
Thank you. Yeah, no worries. We're really excited. Thank you.
Thank you so much.